from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Join us from the Washington Post, who covers the Nets, our friend Andrew Golden. Andrew, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Well, you know, we now have James Wood up. Dylan Cruz is now coming along. Are you starting to see this thing come together, like what they're expecting for the future of the Nets?
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool when I was writing out the lineup and doing the scorebook, and you write out the lineup, and there's more players that are going to be a part of the future than not. And I think that's something that they haven't been able to say for a while. And so I think it's really cool to have James, to have Dylan. You obviously have CJ up the middle, and then you have Luis Garcia second base. You have Cade Ruiz catching. So there's a lot of pieces. Even Jacob Young has turned himself into a nice center fielder this year. So there's a lot more young pieces, and I think it's been a really fun end of the year in the sense that you're just kind of getting to see the young guys kind of see what they can do and perform.
What how far you think are they away from getting into the point where it's not us still saying, oh, they're rebuilding, they're trying to get in position to where this is when they're supposed to start taking off?
Yeah, honestly, I think it could be as soon as this offseason that they want to spend some money. I think they have the ability to sign – maybe find some more power in their line, maybe a first baseman or a DH or somebody of that sort. I think if they decided maybe investments want to spend, I also have to get some starting pitching too. They can't just stick with the starting pitching that they currently have. But I think it could be as soon as next year. It really depends on how much they're willing to spend this offseason.
Andrew, they took 2 out of 3 from Jeff's New York Yankees, and the Yankees are loaded. And for the Nats to go and just battle with them and come – get the best of that series, what does it say about this young squad?
I think it shows that when they're playing at their best, they can really compete. And I think, you know, obviously it's not some large indictment that the rebuild is over, anything of those lines. Yeah. But I think I think that's the thing, is like, you don't want to look at this and like, oh my gosh, like now the rebuild is over. I'm not saying all that. What it does show is that when they're all playing at their best, that they can compete and they can play at their best against even a team like the Yankees. And I think. You know, one of the cool things about the majors, especially this year, is there's no one team that's really dominant per se. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you give any team your best, you can beat them. And so I think that's what they showed this week. And so it was a really good series win for them.
We're talking to Andrew Golden from the Washington Post on B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can follow Andrew on X at Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W, C, Golden, G-O-L-D-E-N. Andrew, when you look at this squad, I mean, you've been around baseball. You understand it. Yeah. You know what it takes to be a team that could go out there and compete on a higher level. What else do they need to get in place? I know you said pitching, but like particular spots, get filled so we know that they compete on a regular basis.
Yeah, for sure. I think they definitely need a first baseman or a designated hitter. I think that's the one big thing they need. They don't really have anybody in the minor league system who jumps off the page. I mean, I guess they have Yohani Morales in Double A, but nobody who jumps off the page. And they need some immediate power. And so when you look at free agency, obviously there's Anthony Santander, who's a guy from the Orioles. Obviously, there's Christian Walker, who played for the Diamondbacks. They're both kind of older, but two guys who I think would be good targets this offseason. And then obviously, they could upgrade at third base, but they had Brady House, who's their top prospect in AAA, so they wouldn't try to block him or go sign a third base into like a long-term deal, at least I don't think. But they definitely need first base and DH, and definitely some starting pitching. They just need a front-of-the-rotation guy. They just need somebody who, you know, every time he goes out there, he gives you a chance to win. They have some of those guys, you know, who are young and could be that, but they're kind of inconsistent right now. So I think the front of the rotation guy will be really good.
You said earlier that if they're willing to spend some money, okay? We've seen a lot of fantastic players leave this area. I know Soto said that, so he made a comment that makes everybody think he may possibly sign back. That's going to take a lot of money to bring him back here. Do you think that the owners are willing to spend the money that could get this team where it needs to be soon enough?
Yeah, I think they've shown in the past that they have the ability to. I think it's a matter of do they want to. I think that's the question.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Right. And the thing is, I don't know. My guess would be that they will spend, but I don't think they're going to spend for Juan Soto. Does that make sense? Like, I don't think they're spending, because the floor for Juan Soto's contract is going to be at least $500 million.
Exactly.
I just don't know if the Lawrence are willing to spend that much money to bring in Juan Soto. But I do think they could spend, you know, they're taking Patrick Corbin off the books, and there's not a lot of money on the books in terms of their roster and the contract. And so I think they can definitely spend and add some guys who can actually make an impact without, you know, spending a crazy amount of money. But I think they do have to invest some if they want the team to be competitive and to put butts in the seats, quite frankly. I think they know they probably need to spend this offseason, right? And so I think it remains to be seen. But I think they'll definitely spend. I just don't think it'll be, you know, for Juan Soto, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at two teams here in Washington, the Commanders and also the Nats, and I think they have a lot of young talent starting to, you know, move into the right direction. But the ultimate thing is, you know, the expectations of fans gets a little out of whack. You're a person, you see it every day. You get to talk to the guys, and you know baseball. What do you think the true expectations of them going down the stretch? Because they win two from the Yankees, and somebody probably be going out there, oh, yeah, like Jeff, if he was a Nets fan, he'll be thinking they're going to the playoffs now.
No. Well, Nets not going to the playoffs. I think the key is just for them to finish strong. I think if you're a Nationals fan, what you want this last month is just for the young players to continue to show growth. And I think that's kind of the goal for the whole season. I think that's what you want to see down the stretch. I mean, I don't think they're going to go on some crazy run at the end just because Dylan Cruz is here. Like, obviously, Dylan Cruz had a great first three games, but, like, you know, obviously there's going to be, you know, he's going to go through a slump. He's going to go through that rookie, you know, bump, and or at least you know, he probably will, right? And so I think the goal for the second half is just, or the last month of the season is just to just to be competitive in games and have more games like the Yankees. I think honestly the key is to play clean baseball. Like, young teams that can play some really ugly games and things get out of hand, and they make base running mistakes and that sort of thing. Like, we saw that the series before in Atlanta. And so if they can just not do that and just play clean games, I think that'd be a very big win for them in the last month of the season. Just don't lose the game yourself, right? Like, sometimes teams win games, sometimes like teams lose games. Like, just don't lose the games. Like, if you lose because the other team is better and they have more talent, okay, but like, don't be the reason you lost the game.
And another thing, when you start looking at teams starting to come up, you're like, this pitching staff, they have a lot of injured guys that they expected to be spectacular. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How close are they to getting back to health? Is this not until next year? Off season, what?
Yeah, so Kay Cavalli is obviously the big one who we thought would be back in the second half. And obviously he kind of suffered a setback with dead arm. So he's been Florida rehabbing. So I wouldn't expect him to see him pitch this year. Obviously, Josiah Gray is another guy who had Tommy John right at the All-Star break, so we probably won't see him for a while. If we see him, it'd be late next year. And so I think when you look at those two guys, and those are obviously two guys who they expected to kind of really contribute. Obviously, Trevor Williams is another guy who's on the injured list, too, and he's older. But I think they've gotten good contributions from the guys who have replaced them. DJ Hurz has come up and pitched well, and Mitchell Parker. So I think it's tough that they obviously had those losses, but I think that, honestly, the young guys who have come and replaced them have actually – made it all work at the end of the day. So I think it hasn't been as bad of a loss because they haven't made it look like a loss that much.
Well, I can just say this. I'm looking at our little collection in this studio, and we got a lot of bobbleheads, and I just noticed that we are damn near predominantly Nationals bobbleheads. Only person outside of Nationals is Francis Tiafoe. That's about it.
Right. We got to get some more in there.
That's about the only newest one. I'm going to see what that is. CJ, well, it's still Nats. we have a ton of Nats people here, but my question though, like they playing against the Chicago tonight, the Cubs, and you have Shoto Imanaga, who's a very good pitcher. What are you looking for in this game coming up?
Yeah, I think the key is for him is for them is just to David Martinez says all the time to get the ball in the strike zone and don't chase. Imanaga obviously has a great arsenal mix of pitches, and I think the key is to keeping him in the strike zone. He's a rookie, and it's obviously he's prone to make some mistakes, so just waiting, you know, taking advantage of those mistakes and not getting too off track. I think those are the keys to success against him tonight.
All right, well, we'll see what happens tonight. Jake Irvin on the mound, and hopefully the Nats get them win another series, because if they could just keep piling those up, I think confidence is one thing that breeds a lot in sports, and I think many people forget that, you know, like talk about how good a person is. There are very good players that don't have confidence. They lack confidence, and they end up on other teams. We just saw with Jahan Johnson going to Philadelphia. You know, so hopefully their confidence is there, and they can keep moving forward.
Definitely.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you giving us some time, Andrew. Thank you, man.
For sure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Andrew Golden joining us on the BetQL guest line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.